Thank you, Jan. Tonight we welcome two extraordinary artists who concertize internationally and are both based in Chicago, cellist Alexander Hirsch and pianist Victor Santiago Asuncion. They brought with them music by Debussy, Webern, Britten, Schumann, Fazil Say, and Giovanni Solima, music that they will also be bringing to Carnegie Hall on November 30th, by the way. Before we get started, I should mention that video of tonight's performance can be found at WFMT.com or WFMT's Facebook and YouTube channels. So, to begin, we're going to hear Debussy's remarkable contribution to the repertoire for cello and piano, his Sonata of 1915, one of his last compositions. After completing this piece, he wrote that he was very happy with its proportions and almost classical form in the best sense of the word, he said. However, there is no actual sonata form movement to be found in this piece. There is much which suggests the Baroque era, and specifically the French overture style, updated, of course, by harmonies which are instantly recognizable as pure Debussy. An early advocate of the piece, Louis Rossour, claimed that it had a program relating to the Commedia dell'arte, and he wrote, "Pierrot wakes up with a start and shakes off his stupor. He rushes off to sing a serenade to his beloved the moon, who, despite his supplications, remains unmoved." Despite Debussy's objection to this programmatic characterization, the description does kind of work, but it certainly is in no way essential to an appreciation of the piece. Instead, what one should focus on are its purely musical fascinations. And to name but a few, the use of guitar-like pizzicato and strumming, the upper register harmonics, which make the cello sound almost like a flute at times, and the perhaps Spanish folk-inspired melodies. Just a wonderful piece. And here it is, as played for us now by Alexander Hirsch and Victor Santiago Asuncion.
Thank you.
Debussy's Sonata for Cello and Piano, performed by cellist Alexander Hirsch and pianist Victor Santiago Asuncion. We have next music by Anton Webern, and these are the two pieces for cello and piano from 1899, right? Not to be confused with the three little pieces from later on. These are much more, shall we say, tuneful?
Yes.
And tonal and all that stuff.
Yeah, I always say that these two pieces could totally pass for music of Mahler or Strauss. It's incredibly tonal, and it's wild to think he wrote these when he was just 15 years old. First pieces he ever wrote.
Now, it's probably unusual for folks to think of Webern in this way, but this is what he came out of, actually, initially, before he met Schoenberg. And so it makes sense. Now, these were lost for a while, I guess. Who was it that discovered them?
Pietagorski made the discovery, and I feel somewhat of a connection to it because my teacher, Lawrence Lesser, was his teaching assistant, and Pietagorski, I believe, gave the town hall premiere of these, which was maybe the world premiere at the time, actually, And so, yeah, they're just beautiful pieces, very special. And I think it's interesting, too, that, you know, Webern, of course, changed his style very much later on. But for me, he never lost that romanticism. He just changed the lexicon by which he was speaking.
Yeah. Well, let's hear them, then. The two pieces from 1899 by Anton Webern. The two pieces for cello and piano from 1899 by Anton Webern, played by our guests tonight live from WFMT, cellist Alexander Hirsch and pianist Victor Santiago Asuncion. We're about to hear music by Robert Schumann, but Alexander, maybe we should talk a little bit first about why you called this program Beyond Borders.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's so much of a direct link between any of the pieces so much, but I feel that these are pieces that I feel very personal about, and I think are very strong, and I think it's interesting to pair things that aren't usually paired together. So that's sort of how I came up with the name and the idea of the program.
All right. What's in a name, you know?
Yeah.
The Schumann we're going to hear are the Fantasy Pieces, Opus 73. These were originally for clarinet and piano, but I think they're often, or more often heard actually, as performed by a cellist and
yes,
pianist.
Yes.
And again, like the Britain in a way, this piece is really all about contrasts and also really about the collaboration of these two individuals in this piece. And it's all about imagination, really. This is one of the things which Schumann loved so much, the whole idea of fantasy. So talk to us a bit about these pieces.
Schumann's such a dreamer. He's such a poet. He's always, you know, yearning for something, and it's so tender and beautiful. He's, for me, one of the deepest composers there is, and he was writing music far ahead of his time. But this piece is really a favorite of, it's a core part of the cello-piano canon, and it's just such a treat to play. I felt that the whole program, I realized, needed some kind of chestnuts in it to balance it out. It can't all just be wacky things that I'm thinking of. So this seemed like an appropriate thing, and it's never tiresome to play this piece. This is one of the great works that keeps on giving, and you keep on searching deeper and deeper every time.
All right, let us hear the Fantasy Pieces, Opus 73 for cello and piano by Robert Schumann. The first movement, in the translation from the German marking, tender with expression, then lively and light, and finally quick and with fire.
Thank you.
music which Robert Schumann wrote over the course of about 2 days in 1849, his fantasy pieces, Opus 73. Played for us tonight by cellist Alexander Hirsch and pianist Victor Santiago Asuncion. And bringing to the end this wonderful recital by Mr. Hirsch and pianist Victor Santiago Asuncion. A reminder that these two artists will be appearing at Carnegie Hall on November 30th. And Alexander will be performing the Mozart Divertimento for String Trio with his father, the violinist Stefan Hirsch, and violist Brian Hong, at Guarneri Hall in Chicago on January 24th of next year. If you'd like to learn more about Alexander and Victor, we urge you to check out their websites, alexanderhirsch.com and victorsantiagoasuncion.com. And a reminder that video of tonight's performance can be found at WFMT.com or WFMT's Facebook and YouTube channels. Our thanks to these fine artists for being with us tonight. Thanks also to my co-producer, Louise Frank, and to our music producer, Max Lebien. We had assistance tonight from Ella Pinsloop. Next week, as our series continues, we'll welcome the Orion Ensemble. I'm Kerry Frumkin, host and producer of these programs, hoping you'll be with us again next Monday night at 8 for more music and performance live from WFMT.